Healing Word with Bill and Sandy Griffin, bringing hope and healing to our generation. Praise God and welcome to the Healing Word with Bill and Sandy Griffin of the Christian Counseling Center in Pickerington, Ohio. We have an exciting guest today. We're going to be talking to Joan Hunter, who's written the book, Healing Starts Now. And you're going to hear the emphaticness of the now as we talk to her. She's just been in Brownsville ministering, and she's full of fire. So, Joan is a compassionate minister. She's a dynamic teacher and a really accomplished author. She carries this message of healing to the nations, and she's the president and founder of Joan Hunter Ministries and Hearts for Him, Four Corners Foundation, that are headquarters in Magnolia, Texas. She wants to equip the believers to take the healing power of God beyond the four walls of the church to the four corners of the earth. So she's committed her life to Christ at the age of 12, and she began faithfully serving in His kingdom. She served in ministry alongside her parents, Charles and Frances Hunter, the famous Hallelujah. Healing Hunters, glory to God. And as they traveled around the globe ministering in healing schools and miracle services and healing explosions prior to branching out in her own international healing ministry. And Joan's pastored a church for 18 years. She's authored 13 books, and we're going to be talking about Healing Starts Now. But you can get on her website and see the other books that she's written. Joan and her husband, Kelly Merrill, reside in Pinehurst, Texas, northwest of Houston, and they have four daughters, four sons, and six grandchildren with a miracle baby, number 7, on the way. So let us really get into the subject at hand. Healing starts now. The Lord gave us a scripture, and the scripture is from Mark 16, 15 to 18. Jesus is speaking to all of us. Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will in no way hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover.
Hallelujah.
That's the word. They will lay hands on the sick, and
they
will
recover.
And they
shall recover.
Praise God. Yes. Sandy, would you open us in prayer?
I'd be glad to. Lord, thank you that healing is a finished work at the cross. And Lord, we pray your anointing upon our ears and our hearts and our lips. Lord, just speak your word through us, help us receive, and to apply what we're learning today with great boldness. Lord, this word is a word in season for what you've called us to do for the darkness that covers the earth right now. Lord, I thank you that you will receive all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. And Lord, just use this time, draw to the listening area those who need to hear right now. And Lord, help them have that boldness to put it into action in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, welcome to the Central Ohio listening area, Joan Hunter.
I am so excited to be on your program today, and I'm excited to get to talk about healing and healing in the body, mind, soul, spirit, and finances.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
amen.
Indeed.
Joan, first of all, thank you so much, first of all, for honoring us as a guest. And also, this book is a fantastic book, and it is a manual for every believer to use. So could you speak a little bit to the authority that we have as believers?
Yes, we all have the authority of Jesus Christ. And I love the analogy of when he's talking to the disciples and he's already, you know, been raised from the dead, getting ready to go and ascend into heaven. And he says, you know, I'm here, but I'm leaving. But I'm leaving you all my authority, all my power. And I always add, which is the truth, the privilege of using his name.
Mm. Yes.
And that we do have the privilege of using his name when we cast out devils. And, you know, I know that there are some people listening and going, well, I don't need a manual. I'm not going to pray for anybody. Well, as you read in the scriptures, that we as believers, it's not a maybe. It says we are to lay hands on the sick
That's
and
right.
see them recover. The word says, as you quoted, that we are all evangelists, we are all healing ministers, we're all deliverance ministers, and that we are to evangelize and tell people about Jesus. You know, doesn't mean that our income will come from the ministry. It just means that God has called us. And too many people are waiting, you know, for a particular call. That's well, right. The call is in that word. You read that scripture, you've got the call on your life, and God's called you to do that. He will take you to many, many places around the world, and in more ways than one, which we'll probably get into that in just a little bit. But when you understand the authority that you want, too many people try to generate the authority and the power through raising their voice or, you know, shaking their hands or, you know, and natural demonstration, meaning really? not supernatural demonstration, imitation more than anything. And what God wants to do is he wants to come in. He wants to be real.
Yes.
People are looking
yes.
for the real.
Yes.
They're tired of the fake.
That's right.
And they're tired of the hype, and they just want the real. And Jesus wants to use real people, you know, real, normal, everyday, because this is all he's got.
Right.
Aren't we glad?
And it's us he's
believe.
Talking about.
But when you recognize the authority that Jesus Christ has already given you as a believer, you accept Jesus into your life, all power, all authority, all wisdom is there for us to call on any time. Not just in the pulpit, you know, and not just in our prayer times at home, but literally everywhere we go, we are armed and dangerous, taking back the enemy's territory, you know, to our families, to our neighbors, to where we work and everywhere we shop.
But we, you know, Joan, we need that boldness because so many Christians, it's difficult for them even to pray in church, let alone in the supermarket to their neighbor. But as you wrote in your book, when someone is asking God, if you're real, send someone to me, are we going to be the ones that say, here am I, send me?
Yes.
And, you know, the thing is, and I've had this, you know, of course, the testimony of that is in the book. You know, and you can walk up to anybody, anywhere, and say, God sent me to you today to pray for you. Is there anything I can pray with you about? You think, well, God didn't wake me up and say, you know, go to the superstore down the street. No, but your steps are ordered of the Lord. If you need to go there and you need to get some toothpaste, you know, your steps are ordered of the Lord. And God knows you're going to be there. He will send people right in front of you because he is entrusting them to you, to minister on his behalf, to represent him. And many times people will say, you know, they'll break down, they'll start crying. They say, God, you know, they say, I prayed to God this morning saying, God, if you're real, send somebody here to tell me that. And he's chosen you. Out of all the people in your town, he has chosen you to represent him to that woman or that man who is crying out to know God, not just know more about him, but to really know him.
And sometimes we're so limited and get intimidated because we think it's our responsibility to manifest the healing, and it's not.
That is correct. And, you know, too oftentimes people will kind of veer away from the person going, oh, what if they don't get healed? What if they don't get healed?
Right.
You know, and that fear of what if they don't get healed, what you do is you take on the responsibility of their healing. And your responsibility is not to heal them. Your responsibility as a believer is to lay hands on them and let God heal through you.
Ooh, that's it.
You can't make any healings.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Jesus.
Now people says, how did that happen? I'm like, I don't know. You know, they had a really bad spine, and God gave them about, you know, 10 new vertebrae and discs. They're 4 inches taller because all that's been restored. How did he do it? I don't know.
That's right.
You know, and how did this person get this and this person? You know, I mean, you know, in the last 10 days here, maybe not even that many, about 8, I've had at least 15, if not 20, that's probably a very low estimate, knee replacement surgeries.
Oh,
where the
my.
People don't even need to have surgery. They cancel it.
Oh, amen. So God gave them a new car.
You know, because
car-
God just totally gives them a brand new knee, brand
amen.
New rotator
amen.
Cuff, all the surgeries and orthoscopic surgeries, they don't have to be done.
Amen.
Praise God.
Because they're already done in the service.
Mm.
We reschedule the surgery
for
whatever
funny.
Day I'm there.
Oh, my goodness.
Joan, speak a little bit about, there are some people that are hesitant to pray because they feel like they are not manifesting their own healing. And I'm thinking about the testimony that you had about your own mom, that when she was in a wheelchair ministering.
Says, pray ye one for another that you might be healed. So what that means is it's okay if you're not in 100% perfect health that you can pray for people, because as you pray, you get healthier.
That's right.
You get happier. You know, one of the best things, in my opinion, to do if anybody's dealing with depression is go to a nursing home and take some flowers to a person, male or female, give them some flowers who's never doesn't ever have any visitors. You know, you reach out of your depression and minister to somebody else, and it will help you walk out your own depression.
You spoke of your mom being in a wheelchair and laying hands on people and they're recovering.
And on the phone. I mean, even to the day before she died, because she died about 3 in the morning, that night before, she's praying for the sick.
My God.
And I remember my dad really, really hurt his back, and he had to have kyphosis done to his back. This is toward the end of his life, and he's, you know, they've got him to the, you know, to the hospital, and he's laying on the gurney waiting to be seen in ER, and, you know, everybody that walked by, he led to Jesus.
Well, praise God.
I was here with I'm here in Brownsville, and the pastor yesterday, he says, we went out to eat with your mom and dad and the pastors of the church where they were visiting, and so the guy that was the custodian, dad just went up to him and said, you know, there's two kinds of good looking custodians, one that's saved, one that's about to be. Which one are you? And he goes, I guess I'm about to be. And so dad led him to the Lord right there. And it's like, you would think the custodian of the church was saved.
You would think so.
And, you know, and then they went out to eat, and all these people where they ate all the time, all the waitresses and everything, Mater D, mom and dad just led him to the Lord.
Oh, my.
Just
goodness.
Right there, you know, and it really convicted the pastors, which was great.
Definitely, yeah.
You know, because the pastors hadn't been doing their job, even leading their own employees to the Lord.
But assuming.
And, you know, and that's the thing is not only healing, but salvation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there was at least 5 in that 20, really in that 3-hour time frame of people that the pastors saw all the time that needed healing of their heart and healing of their soul.
Mm-hmm. Really.
And so it's the same thing with healing of the body, that God is going to put people in front of you. We have an option to go and do it or go and just go someplace else and ignore it.
Really, yeah.
Joan, your approach is very different. Your mom and dad were pioneers in the healing field, and your approach is different. And that's, instead of asking God to heal, it's speaking healing and commanding the body parts to be in their proper functioning.
Right. And when you understand the authority, you know, like anybody who is an authority, like say your boss, they go, well, it would be really nice if you cleaned your desk up, you know, whereas a boss with authority would say, you need to clean your desk up, you know, not necessarily
right.
I command you to clean your desk up, but if it gets that bad, they
right.
could,
uh-huh.
you know, hopefully not. But, you know, when you recognize the person in authority above you, and also when you yourself know that you have that authority, And you walk in it, yes, you can command these things. And, you know, and then I always pray specifically, you know, if there's a, you know, bad disc, in the name of Jesus, I speak new disc,
That's
you
right.
know, in.
Mm-hmm.
I command new vertebrae in Jesus' name. And very, very specific, as in comparison to Father, you know, in the name of Jesus, heal them.
Yes.
And I know that God heals that way, but I know that, you know, like if I'm praying for 100 people, if I pray that way, and I did that once, and God really convicted me of that.
Oh, really?
And he goes, that's not the way I told you to do it. I said, yes, sir.
Okay.
And, but anyway, like 5 people got healed. If I had prayed for each one individually and specifically, there would have been over 95% healed.
Wow.
And I have an incredible, I hate to use the word, but success rate, but that's what it is the power, knowing the power, recognizing the authority, applying the authority, you know, using the anointing that we all have as Christians.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to be aware of the anointing that we walk in.
And a unique feature that you also have brought to the body of Christ is the revelation that God gave you about the spirit of trauma and the spirit of grief. Could you speak to that a little bit about that being a root oftentimes of what people really need healing from?
And many times there's several different approaches to that particular question. Number one if a person falls, like say I had somebody yesterday, they fell off a ladder, they hurt their shoulder. When you go up north, they fall on ice, so it's kind of the same thing. Because I was up north last week, and everybody had all these injuries from falling on the ice. Mm. So, you know, it depends on where you are. But the guy yesterday had fallen on his shoulder. He had had prayer for the shoulder. The shoulder was doing much better. So then I said, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I just curse all the trauma, because mm-hmm. when you fall on it, it's traumatic, or like, say, a car accident.
That's right.
In the name of Jesus, I curse all that trauma that has been stored in the shoulder in Jesus' name. I speak a brand new rotator cuff. I command all pain, all inflammation to go. And also, if it's a stubborn situation, I command all cellular memory to go, like a cellular bone, okay?
Right. And
it's just your body remembers that. You can Google cellular memory.
That's right.
I have it highlighted in a different book, because your body remembers the good and the bad.
Right.
And part of trauma,
you know, and
is
a lot of times, like where there's sexual trauma, it can be just disastrous to a male or a female because of the trauma and the cellular memory, where the different parts that were affected and so forth. But when you, these are like this book in particular, it gives you the tools. There's even, you know, there's a tool chest on the front of the book that, you know, that talks about, he says, I'm giving you the tools. I am equipping you to do what I have called you to do. And he's given me the keys for healing in those five areas, body, mind, soul, spirit, and finances. And in the book, you'll walk out every area of healing that you need. And he wants you, you know, in any area that you're hurting, you know, the spirit of lack, and just people are walking around in so much debt, you know, we're to be lenders, not borrowers. And this is the year of transferring that from being borrowers to lenders and lining up with the word, not lining up with the world.
Yes, indeed.
And, you know, and how to walk out your healing of finances, you know, because if you're full, you know, if you got a lot of problems with finances, you are living in a lot of stress and trauma. And even that can affect your physical body. And, but, you know, there's, you know, all kinds of traumatic things and, you know, that happen to people, car accidents and so forth. And when you, that can affect your body, it can affect your heart. And doctors today are now discovering, you know, like if your insulin level is way off the chart, the doctor will say, are you under a lot of stress?
That's right. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's like, I'm so glad that they're actually incorporating stress in their talk now. I mm-hmm. think it's awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's like now they're discovering about trauma, and that trauma will be stored in the body, that trauma will, in particular, is stored in the lymph nodes throughout the body. That's why there's so much lymphatic cancer. And like if a woman has breast cancer, a lot of times they'll check the lymph nodes also, because it can spread to you know, those lymph nodes, etc. And I love it that, you know, here I've had this teaching out for, you know, I've been doing it for over 5 years. It came out in a book 4 years ago. And just a highlight of it, of course, in the manual there, it's come out a lot greater depth because of the revelation I've received and the power of it in the last 5 years. And, you know, and the doctors, once again, are going, you know, have you been through some kind of trauma? The doctor says, I have nothing. Really? I can just give you a pill so you don't remember it, you know, like temporarily don't remember it, or, you know, that you don't care that you hurt. And because the world is trying to drown that with alcohol and drugs, and then the doctor will give medicinal drugs because they don't know what else to do. Well, one of the primary diseases, I mean, there's gazillions of them, but a real key to getting healed of fibromyalgia is getting rid of any kind of trauma.
Yes, the root,
you know,
of that.
And the spirit of trauma comes in, and in my opinion, stress and trauma is like a physical earthquake where it just shakes up all your chemicals in your body. And, you know, you curse the spirit of trauma, any effect of stress on this body in Jesus' name, like specifically with fibromyalgia, in the name of Jesus, I curse fibromyalgia, I command it to be gone, and the spirit of pain, command it to be gone in Jesus' name. And it's amazing. I mean, basically, you know, addressing those three things, boom, there it's done. It's like, no counseling, no nothing, it's done. No more medicine, nothing. Yep. It's just done. People need to understand that, number one, you know, the doctor tells you need to learn to live with it. No.
No, not at all.
You don't. You need to learn how to get rid of it.
That's correct.
And these books, you know, in particular this manual, will teach you, number one, how you can get totally, completely healed. Any kind of root causes, anything that's opened the door for your sickness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then, you know, number one, get you healed, and then also equip you to lay hands on the sick. It's got pictures in it. It's got sayings. It's got prayers. It has examples. It has, you know, diagrams of the spine. You know, where in the world are your lymph nodes, you know?
That's right.
Joan, you have such uniqueness, and we're going to have to ask our listeners to just pick up a copy, because there's so much in this book. Because you, and I'm particularly drawn to generational sin, the roots of so many things that people are experiencing before we even pray for healing, for physical healing, but removing bitterness, betrayal, fear, unforgiveness. So those are things that need to be dislodged and repented of and dealt with. Before we even speak to the body for its healing. But Joan, could you share with us what God's put in your heart, the urgency of the hour that we're in now?
I cannot even begin to put it in words of the urgency of the hour. The hour is now. The scripture says that there are no more delays. And I want to encourage everybody that there are no more delays. Whatever you are believing God for, this is the year for no more delays. This is the year for all of those things being manifested. This is the year for so many things being ready to go. This is the year of the loved ones that you have prayed for mm-hmm. them to come into the kingdom of God. This is the year that, you know, relationships are being restored. But the thing is, I believe that the body, that God is shaking up the body of Christ to be set free in so many areas.
Yes.
But to be released, and, you know, with the, you know, the time of the big evangelist and the pastors and all that kind of stuff, you know, they have their role and had their role and they have their role. But this is a time for people to get the revelation that God wants to use them.
Yes.
God wants to use them, because the people that are, you know, say, traveling around in ministry or even pastors, they don't go to your workplace. They're not there to go and to pray for all the people in, you know, in your office. And they can't go into your everyday home. And this is a time when we need to go and have that great revelation of what God wants to do in and through us, and what he wants to do for us. And how, and just like people all of a sudden are like going, I love this when I in the service and stuff, because I believe in the, you know, the KISS method, you know, keep it simple, right. Saints, and, you know, not stupid, because I got rid of that a few years
that's
ago,
right.
But just keep it simple, and so I'll pray for people, you know, I'll pray for like 50 people, and boom, 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 they're all getting healed, and I said, how many of you think, after I have been here, think that you can do this?
Yes.
And probably 90% of the congregation raised their hand.
Yay.
Praise God.
Who would have never, ever thought about ever praying for anybody.
My goodness. Joan, we're coming to the point.
And that's what the book's about. It makes it so simple.
Joan, we're coming to the point in our program where it would be really wonderful if you could pray for people, not only for their salvation, for those who are listening who aren't saved, but for those of us who really need to have holy boldness to march out in this healing move. Would you pray for them?
Okay, sounds good to me. I love it.
Glory.
I love motivating and encouraging and exhorting people to walk in the call of God in their life.
Yes.
If there's any of you here that are listening to me today, I want you to really, really search your soul and search your heart. And it's like, are you completely, completely sold out to God? God, like, whatever you want me to do, I'm willing to do and mean it.
Thank you, Lord.
And this is a time of not just giving part of our heart, but giving all of our heart to him.
Yes.
So I want to ask everybody to just join with me in this prayer. And if you've never accepted Jesus Christ into your life, I encourage you to join in with us today. Just say, Father,
Father,
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
And I repent for my sins.
And I repent for my sins.
Take my sins from me.
Take my sins from me.
Put it on the cross.
Put it on the cross.
Of Jesus Christ.
Never
to be held against me again.
Never to be held against me again.
And Jesus, I want you to come into my life.
Jesus, come into my life.
Not just as my Savior.
Not just as my Savior.
But as my Lord.
But as my Lord.
And Father, through your Holy Spirit.
And Father, through your Holy Spirit.
Lead me and guide me. Into all you have for me. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now I'm going to pray over everybody. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I send just a fire of boldness through these the radio waves right now, just as a bolt of lightning going through the airwaves of everybody listening. Father, I just speak fire in their belly, a boldness like they've never thought before.
Amen. Praise God. Joan, would you give our listening audience your website so that they could reach you?
JoanHunter.org.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a rich experience, and I know that many people are going to be seeking out that book and the simplicity that it's right there. It's all right in front of them to embolden them.
Joan, before we close out our program, I just sense I'm just going to ask you to pray for people with backs and knees. Could you do that for us?
Backs and knees, you said?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my.
Okay. Well, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I speak health and wholeness into those knees in Jesus' name. And Father, I just curse any form of trauma, any form of arthritis and inflammation in the knees. I speak in knee replacements and cartilage in Jesus' name. And Father, I just curse any form of trauma to these necks and to the backs and vertebrae. I speak height restored, health restored to the backs, new vertebrae and disc in Jesus' name, and every bit of pain to go in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What a gift to the body of Christ.
You are so welcome. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Healing Word with Bill and Sandy Griffin, letting you know that God loves you so very much, and Bill and Sandy do too. Tune in next time. You've been listening to The Healing Word, an outreach ministry of the Christian Counseling Center in Pickerington, Ohio. On the web at griffincouncil.com. That's GRIFFINCOUNSEL.com.